Former President Donald Trump may have to answer questions under oath about his business practices.
New York Attorney General Letitia James wants to take a deposition from the former president next month in a civil fraud investigation. If that happens, he would be compelled to sit in a room with prosecutors and answer questions under penalty of perjury.
So civil fraud, what is this all about?
So the New York Attorney General is examining whether Trump's business routinely lied about the value of its properties. For example, giving tax authorities lowball numbers, but reporting higher amounts, say when he wanted to get a loan at a favorable rate. This was a pattern at one of Trump's buildings in Manhattan at 40 Wall Street. In another building or another property, the company reported a value of $56 million for an estate when it had to pay taxes, so a lower amount. But when it wanted to write off the estate, it reported a value of $291 million. And this took place in a number of states.
These allegations seem like something that a person would prefer to keep secret. How do we know about all this?
So normally, I wouldn't be able to answer this question because these things take place behind closed doors. But this case is different. And that's because the Trump Organization has fought the investigation. It's refused to cooperate with investigators, so much so the New York Attorney General has had to go to court and file documents to get the things she needs, and in one case, to force Donald Trump's son, Eric Trump, a Trump Organization executive, to testify. This past summer, she got a second court order for documents about appraisals and valuations. Now she's at the point where she wants to interview Donald Trump.
And what is the significance of that, that the state AG is requesting a deposition of the former president?
So it is a sign that this long-running investigation has reached a significant new phase. Typically, legal experts tell me, you interview the head of the company when you've collected all the other testimony and documents you need. But more than that, law enforcement officials haven't really had the chance to sit down and interview the former president under oath. Remember, he never spoke with special counsel Robert Mueller's office, and Trump successfully delayed a number of other legal inquiries while he was president.
Yes, Mr. Trump is well known for delaying things, so why does anyone think this time's going to be different?
Well, it may not be different, but in New York, what happened is that he has now twice been, or his company has twice been told by a judge, you have to cooperate. So it may happen again.
Has Trump said anything about James's investigation or request for a deposition?
Yes. His lawyer, Ron Fischetti, says he will move to block the subpoena in court. Trump and his chief financial officer and his employees have all denied wrongdoing. And Trump has called the investigation politically motivated witch hunts. So all of that was a little sort of thrown off yesterday because the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, had been planning a run for governor in New York in 2022, but not long after news broke in the Washington Post about this deposition, she sent out a tweet saying she would stay in her job as Attorney General, adding, quote, there are a number of significant investigations and cases underway.
Suggesting that there are things she might want to do before she moves on. Interesting.